Chapter 8. Now this is the main point of what we are saying. We have such a high priest as this, and he has sat down at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the holy place and of the true tent, which Jehovah set up, and not man. For every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices, so it was necessary for this one also to have something to offer. If he were on earth, he would not be a priest, since there are already men who offer the gifts according to the law. These men are offering sacred service in a typical representation and a shadow of the heavenly things. Just as Moses, when about to construct the tent, was given the divine command, "For he says, see that you make all things after their pattern that was shown to you in the mountain." But now Jesus has obtained a more excellent ministry, because he is also the mediator of a correspondingly better covenant, which has been legally established on better promises. If that first covenant had been faultless, there would have been no need for a second. For he does find fault with the people when he says, "Look, the days are coming, says Jehovah, when I will make with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah a new covenant. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their forefathers on the day I took hold of their hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they did not remain in my covenant. So I stopped caring for them, says Jehovah. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says Jehovah. I will put my laws in their mind, and in their hearts I will write them. And I will become their God, and they will become my people. And they will no longer teach each one his fellow citizen and each one his brother, saying, 'Know Jehovah.' For they will all know me, from the least to the greatest of them. For I will be merciful toward their unrighteous deeds, and I will no longer call their sins to mind." In his saying a new covenant, he has made the former one obsolete. Now what is obsolete and growing old is near to vanishing away.